Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. We are in Bechoros Perek Tes, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, and today's Mishnah is going to show us, as the most of Perek Tes does, all about Ma'aser Behemah, which is so similar to the Dinim of Bechor. Halakuach, what if I have cows or I have sheep that I bought? Oshenitan lo b'matan, or I received as a gift. So these things are patur mi ma'aser behemah. These things are exempt because a person only has to go ahead and take over and separate ma'aser behemah from the animals that were born to me. Bechor banecha titein li, we're told it's yours. Kein tasel shorcho litzonecha. It has to be yours. So therefore, if we have brothers who received stuff from their father as a Yerusha, and the brothers are now working together on the estate, Shechayav Mekalbon, who when they separate on Machatzis HaShekel, and they have a responsibility to pay the Kalbon, the extra amount, Beturim Ma'aser Behemah. In such a situation, they are exempt from Ma'aser Behemah. But if they are Shechayvim Ma'aser Behemah, but if they haven't fully divided, so they're still in the domain of the father, so Beturim and Kalbon, then they don't have to pay off the Kalbon separately because they're still considered one entity, right? So in such a situation, the Chumrah by one is the Kula by the other, the Kula by one is the Chumrah by the other. Economy Tvisa Sabayas, right? But if they purchase something, if they purchase behemos, and Rashi explains it's not that they purchased it, they receive the behemos on the basis of the Yerusha, right? Chayavim, so in such a situation, they would have to separate Ma'aser Behemah because they've already done enough of a separation. V'imla p'turim, but if it's still part of the big estate, they would be part of Ma'aser Behemah, right? Chalku. And now the Mishnah says, what happens if they divide Chazru v'nishtatfu, and then they go ahead and re-establish themselves as a partnership, so it's no longer about the estate, but it's about themselves, who are now partners, they would have to pay kabbalah as individuals who happen to have partners in business, but as partners in business, nobody owns it, and therefore there would be an exemption from Ma'aser Behemah. Now, as far as the animals are concerned in Mishnah Dalet, we read, Hakol nichnas ledir lehisasir, chutz min haklayim ba'atrefa v'yotzei dofen u'mechusir zman v'yosom. Unless the animal is an animal that's born out of a combination from a goat and a sheep, let's say, or a trefa, an animal that's a trefa, or an animal that was born via a cesarean section, or an animal that's not old enough. What's an animal that's not old enough? It's within 7 days of its birth. And an animal that has no parent. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's a yasom? Ezo yasom. Kol shem eisa imo shenishchata. If the mother was geshachtin, right? Or the mother died at the same time the animal was born. So that animal does not shayach to the dinim of Ma'aser Behemah. Rabbi Shua Omer, avilu nishchata imo v'ashalach kayim. Even if the mother was shechted, right, and the mother's pelt is still around. Sa'in's a yasam, that's not called a yasam. So the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yeshua, what's the reason? So they used to go ahead and worm the baby within the wool of the pelt of the mother, which is therefore understood by the mother, by the baby, to still have the mommy around. In such a situation, Ma'aser Behemah would still be shayach by the animal. It's not that it's already a depressed animal or an animal that's not going to last a long time. If these situations are indeed kept, the Bechora would be able, the Ma'aser Behemah would be able to be continued and assumed. So we will stop here in Be'ezras Hashem. We'll talk about Ma'aser Behemah a little bit further when we march on towards closing out Masechta Bechoros tomorrow morning. Have a terrific and wonderful day.